Eddie Garrett. Eddie Garrett's new album, Cuttin' Loose, in the station right now. It gives us a great privilege and honor here at AMI Radio, AnnaMariaIslandRadio.com, to have such a talented, accomplished musician here in the station as we promote all independent artists and original tracks. Eddie Garrett, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be here to see you guys again. Beautiful to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning here on Bradenton Beach.
As we look out through the studio doors, the glass doors, out through the palm trees, the bay, the mango trees, the banana plants, the citrus.
The fresh air.
Sure. And isn't it?
Yes.
It's a great feeling, and that's what we do here at the radio. So, Eddie Garrett, you've got a new CD release. You're just cutting loose.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
After 14 albums, I'm still cutting loose. So
14.
Yeah, praise God to that. I'm going to be 62 years old here.
62 years young.
Yes, yes. And on the Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. And so I'm just happy about it. I'm happy about creating some music. I've recorded over 175, and I'm trying to shoot for 200 original recorded songs in my career thus far. So
I'm still working on my first.
It's a challenge.
I think I'll keep my day job.
Yeah, me too.
You're from Sarasota. You play all around. Mm-hmm. How did you first... give us a little history about how you started. And go ahead. Give me a...
Well, Robert, I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. My dad's been a Baptist pastor since I was born. He's 83 now, and he's still pastoring the same church. So,
whereabouts?
Middletown, Ohio, right next to Dayton, Ohio.
I was going to say Ohio because noticed the accent on you. You still have a little...
I still have that hillbilly type accent a little bit.
You don't look like a redneck, and you don't play like one.
Well, thank you very much. I got started in church listening to the piano player. Dad had a female piano player who read music, and as a little boy, I'd just be mesmerized how she would use two hands and be able to play all that music. And then I remember when I was about seven years old or so, my grandfather come and moved in with us, and he played acoustic guitar, and he would sit on the edge of his bed, and he would play and sing. Well, I'd go in there, and I'd sit down in Indian style with my palms of my hands on my chin and just be mesmerized at my papaw, playing this guitar and singing. And one day I asked him.
What'd you say, papaw?
That's what we called him, papaw.
Okay. I've never heard that before.
My grandfather. And so I said, papaw, how do you make it big? How do you get famous? And he said, He said, follow me. Put the box guitar down, and he walked outside. We lived in the country at the time, and we walked about a quarter mile down the road to this telephone pole, and there was an 8.5 by 11 flyer, black and white, of some guy playing a guitar singing over a microphone, and he says, that's how you make it. And I didn't understand as a seven-year-old boy. I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, you make yourself famous and pray somebody recognizes it. He said, so you got to make yourself famous. Someone else is not going to make you famous. Mm-hmm. You got to make yourself famous and pray somebody. I said, what do you mean somebody recognize it? He said, somebody with money, somebody with financial backing.
Yes.
That's what you pray for, because there's a lot of talent out in the world today. People pumping gas, or at least back in the old days, and stuff that are very good musicians that have no money, and have no financial backing. So that's how I got started in music, and I've been trying to make myself famous ever since.
Actually, you really are famous.
Well, that's for others to decide.
What feeling does it get? You're self-taught?
Yes.
And did you just pick it up and just start to play? Because you're on album 14, 14 CDs, Cuttin' Loose. And man, you just wail on this thing.
Oh, well, thank
you. It's a very passionate intent. It's a warm, passionate feeling that I get when I listen to these tracks.
When I turned 18, I used to go around to all the clubs that had bands, and I'd sit there with a pad and pencil and watch the guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd write down notes for hours.
And
then I'd try to talk to them and get to know them, maybe get a phone number. Will you show me a couple things or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to know all the bands and guitarists around town, and I'd show up on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock knocking on their door, not realizing they didn't get into 4 a.m., and I'm standing there going, will you give me a lesson, Tom?
Yeah. And will you wake up, please?
You know, and he's going, no, Eddie, it's too early. I just got in a few hours ago. You know, and,
Go away.
You know, back then, you know, if you had a little something, and then they said, well, come on in, you know what I mean? And so I got them to show me what all they learned, and so I learned from a lot of different guitar pickers and things like that. And
who were your inspirations?
I would say early on would be the Ventures.
Eric, I remember them.
Eric Clapton was very big. I got into the Beatles, of course, and the Animals was one of my favorite groups, you know, House of the Rising Sun and things like that. And
a little bit of Led.
Led Zeppelin,
Almonds, little bit.
Well, Almonds and Santana. I was really into that, pretty much the late '60s and all the way through the '70s. And
I love their Abraxas album with that artwork on the front.
Yes,
that's so cool.
Yeah, I do that song Sampa Pati, actually.
Sampa Pati.
Yeah,
that is my number one favorite, to be honest with you.
Is it? I got a video on YouTube with me doing it, actually, with one of my bands.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll put it on a link onto our website. You're listening to AMI Radio, Anna Maria Island Radio.com, streaming live 24/7 here at a beautiful Blue Marble. Eddie Garrett is in the house. If you haven't listened to his music, how do we find out, and where do we go to acquire it?
You can go to eddiegarrett.com, to my website, or you could email me at ekgarrett11@aol.com. And that's basically the way you can get a hold of me, or through the radio station here.
Anna Maria Island Radio. Just Google Safari, any smart device, any laptop, any computer. Just Google Safari, AMI Radio. We come up. And you can go to that and listen to Eddie Garrett. This show, as you're listening to now, will be streamed and broadcast continuously at your leisure under the CNR host page, Casey and Robert under Eddie Garrett, which will be up there in a few hours as we move forward. Because this is a very, very interesting story about this musician, one of so many that we have here in the station, that devote their time, talent, and treasure to creating music, because what we say here in the station is music is the natural harmonic resonance of the universe.
Amen. Sure.
If it makes you, it should make you feel good. All music makes you feel good.
Sure.
In some way, shape, form, or another. And you've done this your entire lifetime. Ups and downs.
Oh, yes. More downs than ups. You know,
it's a roller coaster.
Yes, it is. You know, I had somebody interview me here not too long ago and ask me, Eddie, what was the most hardest thing in your life? If you would say what would be the most hardship or the most trial thing in your life, I always told him it was always a breakup. You know, you fall in love with somebody, they find a boyfriend and leave you, you know what I mean, and stuff.
Sure.
Just the heartache, the heartache. And so many songs, blues, country, you know, I mean, jazz, I mean, rock. I mean, people, you know, the breakups. And I would say probably that's probably the most thing in
especially
my life.
Especially
with I've been married 4 times, so I'm an expert at
what
it.
What did you think after?
Or a failure at it.
Yeah, what did you think about after the first one that made you do it 3 more?
You know,
was it that good?
Yes, it was.
Then I'm fine with it. I'm good with it.
But I would like to send out a hello to my girlfriend.
Give a shout out.
Yeah, to Barbie Jean. She's at home. She's not feeling well today, or she'd be here. And I just want to tell her how much I love her and how much I appreciate all her love and support for me.
How great it is to always have a partner that believes in you. And going back to what you said before, yeah, breakups are tough and things go on. But you'd rather be broken than staying together if it's not working. And as I always say, Casey and I always say, excuse me, step aside. There's somebody behind you waiting to visit with me.
Well, with me personally, I've always found it hard to break up. I've never broken up with a girl in my life. And so that ought to tell you something.
Well, they break up with you.
Oh, yeah, they break up with me because I don't have the guts to
do like it. It's like the John Deere letter.
Yes. I always believed that no matter how bad the pain was together, it's 1,000 times worse when you're apart.
And the time came when it was more painful to remain in the bud than it was to bloom.
Yes, absolutely. But men are a little slower on that. Girls are a little more mature on that than I think us guys are.
I've had a good mentor. She's the president.
Casey.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've gone through 14 CDs. You've published them. Your tracks are, they're just great. How do you, where does your inspiration come from, your level of creativity, and your true beliefs, your true core?
I would say my my inspiration comes from my woman. I've been married, like I said, four times. So inspiration, happy times. I write happy songs, good relationship songs. When I'm going through breakups and heartaches, then I write heartache songs. And
I still like Elevator. I don't know where that came from, but every time I think about it, every time I listen to it and hear it, Elevator, I'm thinking that takes me back.
Oh,
to
you're
New
talking
York.
About fornication?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it takes me back to New York City and taking my elevator up to the ninth floor in my office in the Bronx, Montefiore Medical Center.
Sure.
And
sure.
It just goes, elevator. I'm like, all right. I'm not so sure that that was the purpose behind the song.
No.
But it certainly did. It does make me feel good and takes me back. And that's my point about musicians yourself. What it is you really don't have to disclose what the song is about. Allow the listener to perceive and let them have their own experience.
Their own interpretation.
Yeah.
That's true. I like that song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, John Lennon. Everybody thought that was about LSD.
It's not.
It had anything to do with drugs or anything like that. But
everybody thought it was, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Right.
It wasn't. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, people interpret things from what they're going through in their life experiences. And I think music is a universal language, as you said earlier. And we need to draw together as a people, worldly, and do it through music. You know, there's people right now listening in other countries to AMI radio. And it's amazing that they love the American music. I could have been famous years ago if I went to Europe. Because they love American, like we love the British.
You've been famous since the day you were born.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
No.
I would disagree. You know why? Because it is the law of attraction, and that's what brought you to our radio station 3 years back. Actually,
well,
when we started.
It's been more than that. Yeah, yeah. It's been when you started out, sure.
Yeah, right out of the gate. And you were one of the true believers.
Yeah.
And we give you a lot of thanks, gratification.
Oh, bless you.
To promote and put us out there and continue on with your doing. And as you go through your journey now, and 14 CDs, Cutting Loose, I've got, we just did the first one, Cutting Loose, Spent All of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Looking for the right one. You know, looking for the lifelong partner. You know, everybody wants to fall in love and be with that one forever, and sometimes forever don't happen, you know, and so you spend all your life searching for you, you know, you're hoping the one you find and fall in love with and is the one that you're going to be with forever. But one thing, I had one guy tell me about this CD. They said, Eddie, you're a narcissist. I said, what do you mean? I'm cutting loose, spent all my life. Here I go again. It just, each song is about me, you know. And I thought, oh, no, I hope people don't think I'm a narcissist because of that.
Well, I don't know what narcissist means, but I do enjoy the music. I think it's fabulous. It's a freedom of expression. It's great to share where you are right now. And right now, you're in a place.
Yes.
So please share.
You're talking about my health issues?
Yes, if you want to.
That's
up to you.
4 years ago, I was diagnosed with an incurable lung disease called pulmonary fibrosis. And evidently, it must have been hereditary because my mom died at 58 from COPD, and my sister, Brenda, died of it at 53. And then I was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, which is actually worse than COPD, 4 years ago. And the specialist gave me 4 months to 4 years to live. Well, I'm in the four, depending if I had the slow version or the fast version. So obviously I've had the slow version, but it's starting to affect me. I've noticed in the last couple months I've developed a cough and shortness of breath and stuff like that. But there's hope. And wherever there's hope, you know, there's I told you earlier, you and Casey, that they've come out with a new thing with stem cells. And I'm having a treatment done February 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Lung Institution in Tampa. 3 days where they take your stem cells out and actually separate it and then put it back in your body. And within two to 2 weeks to 3 months, I'll notice an 83% thing about it. So I'm really happy about that. Don't know how I'm going to pay for it, but I'm happy.
No, we're working on that. So. We're working on that on our side as well. To all our listeners here, you're listening to Eddie Garrett on Media Rare and Uncut. Just go to AMI Radio host page. Just look for Casey and Robert in the top left. And you can listen to the Eddie Garrett story. New tracks coming up. And we're working on a funding project to get this gentleman fixed and back on the road so he can continue creating more music and beautiful tracks the way he has his entire life.
Bless you. Yeah.
And that's what it's about. That's, we support independent artists, independent musicians, original tracks. And when you come to us and you need help, if it's in our power, you got it. We'll do everything we can.
You know, it's funny. As a musician, I've done hundreds of benefits in my life. Mm-hmm. And you never think that you're going to need one maybe for yourself. And I'm a very proud fella, as you know, and I don't like asking for help. Nobody does. And it's kind of shaming. But on
it's
the
not other, shaming. You know, when you need help, you ask for it. If you don't, you have to, you must.
Yeah, I was always one to do without instead of asking.
Me too.
You know, so.
But then there comes a time. You know, there's a curveball that gets thrown to you, and you're like, oh, boy, I didn't see that.
Well,
pitch.
This is life or death. You know, it's not like sure. buying a car or something. I mean,
yeah, this is.
You know,
yeah.
I could only have months.
This needs to be
live.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to do it, and we're going to make
well,
it happen.
Good.
All right, because you're not leaving this station, man. No way.
Well, I'm hoping maybe some of the listeners may want to contribute or come in and be a part of maybe a you know, be a part of putting a benefit together and stuff. I've never done anything like this for myself. I've always been on the other end. So, you know, it depends what the Lord does, you know.
So we put the shout out, the call out to all our musicians, artists, and all your social media friends, everyone that's out there. Support Eddie Garrett. The page will be probably coming up within a day, 2 days, for any way that you can contribute. Casey's in, the president is working in the studio in post-op right now, putting stuff together.
The CEO, right?
No, I'm the CEO.
Oh,
she's
Robert.
The president.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. However, the president always rules.
Absolutely.
Always. And that's why that's her chair.
Wouldn't have it any other way either. Would you?
You know, it took me,
while to learn that.
54 years young to learn that.
That's funny.
And in that way, I'm truly blessed. And but you are blessed with Barbie.
Yes. Yes.
Should we call her?
Well, yeah, you can. She may be listening.
I'm sure she is. Hold on one second.
She's not feeling well, so she may not sound real chirper, but bless you, baby. Love you.
Let's give this a try. You will hear the number here. Let's see if she answers and picks up. Your soul's mate?
Yes.
How sweet is this?
There she is.
Hey, Barbie, how are you? It's Robert from AMI Radio. You're on the air. How you are? How are you doing today? Lost the signal.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. She may be inside. We'll try it one more time. Otherwise, she can still listen.
Sure.
And it's great to have... It's great to have a soul's mate and a partner, and you see mine.
Yes.
Man, I got to tell you, I am so blessed because I don't know how I got through my life this far.
Without her. Yeah. Sure.
Here we go. How are you?
Yeah. Barbie, are you there, baby?
I don't know how I got through my life.
No, we got a bad connection.
Yeah, she's got... She's okay. Not feeling well today. Could be her cell phone is real.
That's fine. Either way, we just wanted
cheapy.
To give her a shout out and say how much we love you. Feel better. Go ahead.
But I also want to say something about the musicians around the Sarasota and Bradenton area. And we have some of the finest. And you know, being at the station, and you've got to meet a lot of them over these years. And I am just feel so blessed to be around so much talent. And these young people are coming around today, and they just... literally blow my mind how dedicated they are to music and just how talented they are and so much in this area.
To see the change in growth of musicians and style and technology, what do you see coming up in the future?
Well, I'm a multi-instrumentalist myself. I play every instrument except for horns. And Oh, that may be Barbie right there.
Let's try that. How's that? Nope. We don't have a good signal. Don't have a good connection.
Oh, gosh, hold on.
There you go, Barbie. Turn your TV down.
Turn the TV down. Turn the radio off. Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
A cell phone.
Okay.
I don't have a landline.
Okay. Then walk outside of your home.
Okay.
We'll give you 30 seconds. It's great to have you on here. And he's, you know, the two of you share and visit so highly of each other. It's really, really great. To be in a position in your life right now where you both are loving and caring of each other and sharing music and creating and helping. What's your name again? Oh yeah, Eddie Garrett.
Barbie.
To create new music and lay down tracks and chords and lyrics and everything else. Barbie, welcome to AMI Radio.
Well, hi to everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day.
Are you kidding? We're on the only West Coast here. We're looking at the Gulf and the Bay and the palm trees and the squirrel that runs across the telephone wires. Just had to say that. And so, Cher, give us, if I may, Cher, you know, how did you two connect and how did you get going together?
I met Eddie December the 6th at Harry's Bar, and we had a good time, but I needed to go home because I didn't like to stay. You know, I'm kind of prudish in that way. I used to be married to a minister, and then I married another man that had passed away in 2010, and so it took about 3 or 4 months for Eddie to call me back, and then we got together, and since then we've never been apart. So
she's right about that. I spent a Friday night with her and never left.
It was sold. Done deal. Closed. Sealed the deal forever.
But I asked him to move out of his house, sell all of his belongings, and move in with me. And so now he's living with me, and every time we see something that he wants, we buy it so that he can have his little toys to play with. And
so you are the president.
Yeah, in the process of asking, please, can you, you know, make a CD for me? And that's what he did. And this is a CD that everyone's listening to.
Cut and Loose.
And I love it.
Cutting loose. You know, there is, both of you are very blessed, as Casey and I, myself, the same way. I've listened to the tracks on the CD, Cutting Loose, available online at eddiegarrett.com. And the five tracks that are on there, Barbie song, that's very personal and touching. And it comes from the heart.
I cry every time I hear it.
And that one's dedicated to you. I can clearly see that and feel that in the passion. And I can see where the two of you, wherever you've been through in your lifestyles, ups and downs, roller coasters, that it, you know, in the words of one of our other musicians, I don't know what makes a boat float. I just know it works.
Yes.
All right? That's right.
And if it works, don't change it.
You don't know. It just happens. You put it in God's hands and hope that he brings you together. And that's what's happened.
But Barbie, I used to be a minister as well for 17 and a half years, ordained minister. And I've got a doctorate in theology, actually written several books and things. But Barbie and I have connected spiritually. We've connected emotionally. We've connected about in every way you can. And that's a good thing. And she's realized the music business. She'd never been exposed to the music business. So when you interviewed me yesterday on air, she was just screaming in the background. She was elated, Robert.
Listen, we have Roberto Alvarez Galloso on Island Sports Wrap that calls in from Puerto Rico on the top of a hill with roosters crowing in the background. Okay, so and he's a world-renowned soccer expert, by the way. And so this is how we do it at our radio station. We're independent, local,
and you can
kiss my corporate ass goodbye.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Barbie, I love you, honey, and we'll see you shortly, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, hon. Thank you, Robert. That was nice.
How did that work?
That was sweet.
Now I see and I understand. You know, when you listen to music, when I listen to music, It puts me in a place to make me think or whatnot. And I get the same thing from having a conversation like Barbie calling in, because I can feel and sense the energy, the passion, and the emotion that's attached between the two of you. It's so clear. It's the same thing. Again, it's music.
Absolutely.
And that's her music. That's your music. Your vocal tonal quality and communication, I can hear it.
Well, that's why I told you earlier, my inspiration comes from my woman. I mean, people get inspiration from all sorts of things. Their relatives, maybe. Mine comes from my relationships, generally from my woman. Like I said, I've been married 4 times, and I had 100 girlfriends in my life. So,
just 100?
Well, I've had
Barbie. I hope you're not listening.
I've had quite a few in my life. You know,
one of my friends who taught me how to be a master electrician and a master plumber not too long ago, about 8 years back. Same thing. He's getting married for his 4th time. Goes back to an old family history in the North Fork of Long Island, the Tuttles. Todd Tuttle of Todd Tuttle Heating and Plumbing. I just gave you a plug, man. Call me back, 941-524-5207. And he's getting married for the 4th time. And I said, Todd, 4? And I said, why? He says, Robert, look at her. I said, great. You're done. You got my seal of approval.
Sure. Absolutely. Point well taken, right?
Exactly.
But my music that I create and arrange and produce mainly comes from a lot of different experiences. I mean, my first wife, Linda, her dad was the guitar player for Buck Owens. Yeah, you remember Buck Owens. And so I got started out after self-teaching myself how to play. He hired me in his band. And to play rhythm guitar. And so he wasn't playing with Buck at that time. And so I married his daughter, Linda. And so I got started in that form, but also played blues and country and blues, and played some of the classic rock of the 60s and 70s and the British rock, of course, and stuff. But also in the late 70s, early 80s, I played with a lot of black groups out of Cincinnati. And I'd get in my car every morning and drive down to the projects. Mm-hmm. And hang out right with the blacks, and I was the only white guy in the band, and played with Bootsy Collins and a lot of those famous black artists and stuff.
Just starting out.
James Brown and stuff. So they taught me a lot of stuff, and I would say my most learning period of music.